Okay, how are we here again? Today we're going to continue from the Sefer Sha'arei Hayam Hanoroim, right? Rav Teshner. In the back of the Sefer, he has Miluim. He has some supplemental material in Magia Rosh Chodesh El. He has here a chapter which I found to be fascinating. It's a short chapter, short topic, but it touches upon how minhagim evolve and change over the generations. This halacha always, for some reason, struck a chord with me, and I'll ask you if it's followed in your community, in your shul, and it's not something you think you could have enough material to give a shir on, but he has a whole chapter on this. Slichas is coming up, so before we blink, it's going to be time for Slichas. And it says here, what? Oh, he says Slichas already? No. Slichas! Thursday, not they wait, Thursday. And Shofar, you blow tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no shofar
tomorrow.
No days.
No?
Rosh Hashanah.
On Rosh Hashanah? I heard that the Svardim, I'm mistaken, that who say Slichas.
You have shofar replacement of the other Selichot.
Both, Svardim, both. No? Okay, tomorrow starts Shofar. Tomorrow is Shofar. But those who have the custom, I read this. Maybe I don't know. I read that the people who say Slichas, the whole Chodesh Elo. Okay. I'm not going to argue. Okay. Chatzotres is not the shofar. The chatzotres is not the shofar. Uskadim chatzotres. Trumpets.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's discuss this topic.
These are the elodon silent every day. The chatzotres.
Okay, Simin Shulchan Aruch Simin Tov Kuf Pei Aleph discusses Noihagim Lakum Biashmeres Loimar Slichos V'Tachanunim Rosh Chodesh El Ve'Elach Svardim. Okay, from Rosh Chodesh El Ad Yom Kippurim Haga Ominag Nayashkos Enokein El Rosh Chodesh Ve'Elach Maskil Lutkayach Atzilah Shachris. And when we start, then he goes on to say, when we begin to say slichos, v'yesh b'kavish shataykim gamkein arvis at night, also some blow shofar at night. Fine, v'emdim b'ashmeres loy maslichos b'yom aleph shalifnei rosh hashanah v'imchal rosh hashanah beis or gimel maschil miyom aleph shavua shalufan. This year, when is Rosh Hashanah?
Thursday.
Thursday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
A lot.
Okay, so we have the bare minimum. We just made it. We get a bonus. Okay, now he goes through all the rules. That's not the point I want to make. I want to point in one little line over here when I want to ask you what is done in your shul. I assume many of you say slichos early in the morning. Right? Most of you say slichos early in the morning?
Except the first night.
Okay. But so the yesh mekaymoy shenoy hagim sheham mispalel slichos mispalel kol hayoyim. The one who davens slichos, who gets off of slichos, he davens psukei the zim brachos psukei the zimra shachris. What?
And the chazal for Rosh
Hashanah. That's only the first slichos. Now we're not discussing that. That's the custom is the one that does the first slichos, and not the baal musaf for the yom neram is the one who does the slichos the first time. Let's talk about Monday morning. Monday morning slichos 6 o'clock in the morning. Who's going to be davening shachris Monday morning? And by the way, there are 5 available in the shul. There's a yard site, and someone's at yard site, and Shama Yisera, and the nifter himself came and said, "I have the ultimate kedima." Okay, so the question is, who daven shachris? I remember as a child being taught this halacha. I don't know why certain things you learn as a child they always stick with you and they scare you. They always stick with you. It's amazing how it sticks with you. It says here that. Now he says if yesh mekaymos, you go back to the source. It says yesh mekaymos, so it's not etched in stone. Yesh mekaymos shnei hagim. It's a custom. He has another word which adds in a little flavor. Shem espalol slichos mespalol kol hayoyim. Mishnah Brura. And Mishnah Brura says, what does it mean kol hayoyim? He says, don't get carried away here. Shachris. It means shachris. Mincha. And mincha also. That means comes mincha, the one who ever daven in the morning mincha. Now then he adds in brackets, and now he's already getting into controversy based upon what Rav Teshner says in the Sefer, and he gives you a reason. The reason is shahamaschil b'mitzvah oimim loy gemar. The one that started the mitzvah, we tell him to finish the mitzvah. That means shachar is part of the same mitzvah, it's really the same thing. Okay, he's saying a svar which is not so simple. The yesh, then he goes on to say something also very controversial, the af arvis shel. It says here in the Ramah kol hayom, which means ma'ariv also, but which ma'ariv? The next ma'ariv or the previous ma'ariv? So the truth is, where this comes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes the source for this, and the Magen Avraham does not say which ma'ariv. The Mishnah Berurah on his own is coming to say a chiddush, which is very controversial, that if you want to daven the ma'ariv, means the ma'ariv the night before, because that's all part of the calendar day. The ma'ariv shalafanav, avlo arvis shalayom shalach, but there's no question the ma'ariv which follows the following night, ain shayich is not shayich to the one that davens slichas. The cause namog in Avram, the mitam zeh, the Mishnah Berurah is saying this. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah on his own. Okay, what? It says what?
Ma'ariv is the end of the.
We spoke of Rav Ashkenazi. Rav Ashkenazi is a beautiful chiddush when it comes to Sira Soima, Enochanami. That's what he presents. He presents these opinions that a chelik on the Mishnah Berurah, that pumfaker, that he means that he davens the ma'ariv the following night. Because just like karbanos, because it's discussed right now. Karbanos.
The
karbanos, you bring the tamid shel shach and the tamid shel barabayim in the morning, in the afternoon, and you allow the emun, the fats of the morning, to continue to burn throughout the night. So the ma'ariv is an extension of the day. Ma'ariv in Halach and Karbonos Tzilah b'mekayim Karbonos, they were established. So Ma'ariv is Shayach to the day. And indeed, many places in the Cholik on the Mishnah Berurah, and they say that if you want to follow this minhag the way it should be followed, the one that daven Slichos, he starts off the Avodah of Tzilah, of Slichos, Shachris, Mincha, and the following Ma'ariv. And the Ma'ariv before, no, not. Mishnah Berurah says, Pumfakert, we follow the calendar day. Tefillah is not just an establishment because of Karbanos. Tefillah also has something to do with the calendar. If you've davening, you're planning on davening in the morning, you should daven the night before. Now, what are the various first and the different, he gives over here, I've touched it, different reasons. I can't remember all the names, a lot of the sources. I'm not familiar with the sources. A lot of these places can be quotes, and that's why it's hard for me to memorize them. But he says some of the reasons given why you should daven the night before, like the Mishnah Berurah says, is number one, he, the chazan, it's a personal reason, should get into it. Like, you know, you always come back, you always go to Shul Yom Ram, they have the same Baal Musaf of 2 days. So they always say, first day he was still warming up. The second day already, the second day was better. He was warmed up. Not just being shorter, he's ready into it. If the Baal Tfilah will daven Marv, he'll get used to what the beam, the Omer looks like. He'll get used to standing there, he'll get used to the flavor. We have over here shots. We have here Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen is seasoned in Baal Musaf, Yom Naroyim. Is this true? Does it take a day to get into it? You're a professional.
He's practicing all month at work.
I'm doing it already for
constantly.
Years.
You have to get worse. So therefore, the Ma'ariv before as well as Zman is that. Now some say the fast-ending Chiddush. Here's a beautiful Chiddush. Do you know why the Shat davens at night? A whole new Svara. So that when he davens Slichos the following morning, it should be Begeder, Hamaschil B'mitzvah, Oimim loy gemar. The slichos is the gemar. He shall already be in hamaskel. You don't want a rookie. You want a person to get up there and daven slichos. He's a hamaskel b'mitzvah. You're a maskil. Sounds like a maskil.
That's very good.
You want to be a gemar. You want to be a. You want to be a seasoned tzbaltila.
Sure. Somebody says I want to be the. You said that you daven my.
Oh, a third reason is exactly what you said. A whole third reason he says is no machlekes. People already from the night before should know what the game plan is. You gotta know the game plan. Who's pitching tomorrow? You wanna know the plan. So I have three over here. Unbelievable. Mishnah Berurah says, Ma'ariv, which Ma'ariv? Well, we have a vague, Yidav and Kol Hayoim. Does Kol Hayoim include Ma'ariv? Question mark. Maybe not. If it does include Ma'ariv, is it the Ma'ariv before the Ma'ariv after? If it's the Ma'ariv after, of Ashkenazi, we had a whole Shikul Torah. Karbonos, Ad, it means the Ma'ariv that follows. Mishnah Berurah says no such thing. It means the Ma'ariv before. Why the Ma'ariv before? Three Mahalchim. The Chazan should get into it. The Chazan should be already by Slichas, a Gemar, or the people in the Tzibur should know what the game plan is. Now he goes on to say over here the Mishnah Berurah. Let us read the end of the Mishnah Berurah. The Eldi Rabba. The an incredible chesh what he says, and maybe you'll tell me anechanami is a very beautiful thing. A maskal b'mizam l'gemar when there's no machloikis. But let's say there's a yard site today. We have here pichiyuvim, and they're not going to like this. They're going to get into a fight. So the Morgan Avram says the mitam ze in koydim who koydim lavel ulam moyel uli yard site. So he says first of all, a very interesting thing that a moyel. Do you know this? A moyel asks. Kedima to daven? There's such a thing? A moyel?
Yeah.
Kedima to daven for the omelet?
For an aliyah.
For an aliyah. Gets an aliyah.
Usually they stand from one to the other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Achiev?
Achiev? Yeah.
That's Psugi de Zimra. That's Psugi de Zimra, and he's in the audience. He doesn't even get up to the omelet. At least I've seen go to a bris, they really do it anymore. You don't even see too much. They down for the omelet. Ooh,
yeah.
Very nice. Okay, the few times that I've seen it done, I've seen it done only a handful of times, so I usually don't see it done, and the moel is in the audience. And from the audience, in the middle of the audience, there's a baal tefillah, and he's in the audience, he does, and the people answer. But I've never seen that the moel that goes up to the omelet, and he takes
it. He walks next to the omelet, yeah?
He walks next to the omelet. But he doesn't take over. Hostile takeover. Okay, but he says...
Because he had another crispy before.
Yeah. Or he's usually preparing the baby. He's fatrach, mother moyalim. A moyal can daven, and a rav can daven either. I've heard of J.J. Shachter. He retired from being a rav. It was a rav in the Jewish center for many, many years. So he retired as being a rav. Now he's a university professor, Yeshiva University. Which means, and he says now, at least I heard him on the tape, he says now for the first time in his life he can daven. What does that mean? He can daven? He says, as a rav of a big shul, you can't daven. Yeah. You're thinking you gotta watch the baal tefillah like a hawk. He'll make a mistake, and then this balabas comes, and this one is insulted, and that one's insulted. This one needs an aliyah. There's always something going on, and the rabbi's mind is not free to be mechadin the way he should. He can't daven. Now that he retired, for the first time, he's discovering what it means to really daven. It's a shocking thing. That's what he said. He said this before the Amve, a lot of people. So he says over here, he says, look what he says over here, that Mimela, the one who says Slichus has Kedima, he can push away the Ovel, the Moihil, and the yard site. Could you imagine telling about yard site? Sorry, buddy, not today. Today I got the Amud. The Tzvila, the Talia Berotzen, the Tzvila Talia Berotzen Akahol, because the Tzvila depends upon the will of the Kahol. If the Kahol decided this person is going to daven for the Slichus, he gets everything. I want to bring out time. Let me just give you a few quick things. The Eliyarabba. Okay, the Eliyarabba is a major player. He quotes the Eliyarabba extensively here in this section, the Milum Arbitash. The Eliyarabba Mefakvik Bezeh, he's nice Mefakvik. He doesn't like this. He says it's not so, but the yard site has Kedima. To die to the yard site, Yesh, or the Spalim, who Misaneh. Oh, and he says the secret, which he's going to discuss in 1 minute if he's fasting, in 1 moment. The Chain, Lamatech, the Elich Yesh, the Nich, the Spal, the Af, the Av, the Huva, the Verb, the Primogodim. The one thing is for sure that even if you're letting, even if you're going to allow the Baal Slichos to daven for the Amud, the Baal Slichos should step down for Asheri Volitzian and let the yard side take over, because already Maskel of Mizam Gemara is certainly a don when you daven the Chazar Sashas, Yoytzel Chaladeus, give someone else a chance. Everything you need to know about life, you learn in kindergarten. You have to learn how to share with the toys. If you learn how to share the toys in kindergarten, you're set for life. You can share the tefillah as well. Okay, now, he presents, now he says over here, he loses something that is very interesting of his mis'aneh. And this sheds light on secrets behind the reason for the minhag. One of the reasons why we allow the one who the Eli Rabbi explains why the shatz, the Baal Musaf, is the one who The Baal Slichos is the one who's going to daven shacharis, because there used to be another secret minhag that you're not going to find written anywhere. Okay, it goes one minhag opens up another minhag, and not every minhag is on the books. It used to be the custom in ancient times, not such ancient times, that in Chodesh El, first everyone fasted. It was common. The average person would fast every single day. Not so the whole Chodesh, but during Yimei Aslichas, the days of Slichas leading up into Rosh Hashanah, everyone was fasting.
Ramadan.
What?
Ramadan.
Ramadan.
What, the whole day?
The whole day.
Really?
The whole day. This is called Minhag Yisrael.
Then,
when
did they eat?
What? At night. You fast leading up to Rosh Hashanah, 4 days, or week, during Slichas, everyone in the Tzibur fasts. Then it became the Minhag, not everyone fasted. But here's a critical point. This is where the Minhagim came into play. No one would dare daven for the Amud
if
you were not fasting. It's a zilzul for the tzibur, chash ve'olam. You're going to have someone who's not fasting. Is that Yom Kippur? Would you allow Baal Musaf to daven? Muslim is not fasting. Baal Musaf doesn't feel. Doctor said, all right, you can eat on Yom Kippur. If the Baal Musaf is eating on Yom Kippur, l'chora, it's not a covet for the tzibur.
When he's saying sleepless, he's still fasting.
No, but it's a matter of a plan for the day. You have to be makabel the day before, by mincha before, you have to be makabel.
We had the same shali yesterday about the kibbutz.
And Echnami, because there is Meferish. It says there the fat that has been diminished through my fasting. And Echnami, so about Filul, ideally by Yom Kippur Kodesh should be fasting so he can say the Nusach truthfully. He has a tzarachin that 3 people are not fasting, so you're not going to find about Filul that quickly that's fasting. One that you want.
Yesterday was that they had a different. The Rav David
Kippur
Kodesh. And the Shemai Esrei gave to the.
Oh, really?
That's what happened by us.
Wow, he gave it to someone else.
And after the sleep,
he took over.
He took back.
He discusses that. He's very against that, but he says people do it. He's talking about Yom Kippur Kodesh dividing the slichas with the Chazaras Hashatz and the other. He has a discussion. He takes note of that custom, and he's very critical of that custom. Obviously, the Rav has his Masara. He does what he has his Masara. He discusses it. Okay, but let's get sidetracked. So he says it was the custom in ancient times that it was a davar pashut ad ma'od. You would not daven for the Amud Shachar Smincha Mariv during the days of slichas unless you were fasting, because that was the meaning of Roiv Olam. Roiv Olam would fast. It was this davar pashut. Then over time it became the custom. You know what? Most tzibur already stopped. Stop, we're not fasting. People became Haderas. However, it was still a practice that was very common that the Baal Slichos would fast. You're going to get up to daven for the Amud for Chosh V'Olam Slichos, you better be fasting. Now, who's taking over? Who is taking over Shacharis? So now, the guy is taking over Shacharis. Well, we're going to tell you in advance, tomorrow you'll be davening Shacharis. I'm davening Shacharis tomorrow. I wasn't planning on fasting tomorrow. That means, but if I'm going to daven Shacharis, so that means I'm going to have to fast. It's a very big tircha for me to fast tomorrow. So in order, this is how Eli Rabbi explains this, because in order not to be matriach, a person to fast who would otherwise not fast, and anyway the Baal Slichos for sure is going to fast, not like today where we don't fast, for sure going to fast, in order not to be matriach, someone in the Olam to fast who would not otherwise fast, the one that says, that does the Slichos, is the one that should daven for the Amud. So you're not matriach the Olam to make people fast who otherwise would not be fasting. So now, let's say it's a yard site. Here's a big nafkamina. It was also in ancient times a davar poshut ad ma'od that a bal yard site would fast. So there's no tircha anymore. The bal yard site anyway is fasting because he has yard site. So you're not being matriach by going and telling a person, oh, you're going to daven shacharis. When he hears he's going to daven shacharis, that means he's going to have to fast the whole day. But you mean matriach me. And also, it was a matter of shame. So yes, you're going to daven shacharis. So you don't want to confess. I'm not fasting. So how would you say face? You would fast. Integrity. You would fast. You don't want to put a person in that position. But about yard sight. is anyway going to fast, so there's no tircha. El Yiraba says that's the deeper meaning behind this. It's a very tricky Mishnah book. You don't know the whole El Yiraba. You don't understand the deeper meaning of El Yiraba. What?
You should be given a known.
Because then in advance you know you have to fast.
You're going
to fast, you have to be mekabel mincha. By mincha already you have to be mekabel. So it's an entire process for the entire day. Exactly, right. Yeah, exactly. It also adds to understanding. So you have to understand in the minuk. When you don't know this factor, nothing makes any sense. When you know the secret, you have to understand society. The society was such as a double posh that you fasted. Fast, not. When you add that ingredient into this whole equation, everything has an entirely new meaning. Okay, that's the one. Okay, another thing is he brings down the other source. The fascinating idea is that this, he writes this in the footnotes. He writes this in ancient times. I say ancient, it's all relative. Davening slichos was not viewed as a dover choshev. The way we do slichos today has evolved. It used to be slichos was said privately. Okay, again, we don't know the history. It used to be you come to shul, there was no chazan for slichos. Everyone came to shul 6 o'clock. Everyone just came. They said slichos, and that was 6:30. They didn't do anything together.
No kelma.
No, no. They just said everyone is in the room. There are 10 people in the room. Everyone said at their own pace.
What about
Shlosh Hashemim? Even Shlosh Hashemim, you don't have to say Mila b'mila. There's a minion. There's 10 people in the room. So everyone is saying. Everyone is saying. So everyone says at their own pace. You don't have to say the moment that you're saying, I'm going to say it. That's the way it was. There was no chazan for slichos. You come early and you say slichos at your own pace. You say what you want to say. You don't want to say. You say you go lead us. You have an room, 10 people, everyone is saying slichos. You could say you're going to rachamim whenever you want. And then they decided, you know what? Then they decided, you have to know how the minhag evolved. They decided, you know what? People are not disciplined the way they should. People are coming at different times. It's a shtickle becoming a shtickle. Hefkeiros. Let's put someone up at the amud. Should at least stand there. Should stand there and give it some semblance of tefillah b'tziv, but it wasn't done like the way we do it today. Today it's a show, it's a production with a chazan, with a nigun, with a seder, and everyone follows an exact pattern. But the way it evolved. No, everyone did it by themselves, and then they put up someone to stand there, and he did just a little bit to get everyone in order. It was viewed as a nachshlepper. Who's going to daven psuki dezimra? Which kid? Let's go find a child. He's not yet bar mitzvah. A nachshlepper, someone over here that we can twist his arm to say psuki dezimra. That it was viewed in ancient times as a nachos darga. It was an insult. You're going to give the Rav Galila? You're not going to give the Rav Galila. It's an insult. So whoever would daven slichos, it was an insult. That's how it was viewed. So as a pitzui, as an appeasement, this is what it says in the books. As a pitzui, as an appeasement, like giving someone maftir. You give maftir, it's not a real aliyah. You're only good enough for maftir. Now you don't get one of the shiva kuryim. So they give you musaf. As a pius, to calm you down, you shouldn't go home to your wife and complain. You know, they insulted me. They put me up there by the amud when everyone was saying stichos just to give the shul some semblance. They put me over there. So we mafias you. You can daven. You're going to get shachris, and you're going to get mincha, and you're going to get marv. It was a pious, unbelievably. He quotes a lot of early sources, and in the nail he says an incredible chesh. Why taka today in most shuls do not makbid on this? Where I daven, and almost every shul I've been at, they cannot do this anymore. I'm sure there are shuls that do this to follow this, but there are shuls why don't do this because bizman hazeh, it's a much bigger cover to daven slichos than it is to daven shachris, because the daven slichos, that means, number one, you're a Baal Madrega, you're a tzaddik, you're a Talmud Chacham, and you have a beautiful voice, and your wife is proud of you. It's something special today. Memela, you don't need the pius anymore. The whole town fell away. Fascinating. So yeah, and you go back and you uncover the shirish of the minhagim. Of the minhagim, everything takes on an entirely different minhag. What?
When did they start slichos?
at least 400 years ago.
How much?
Almost all these minhagim were at least 400 years. At least.
I mean, the scribes and also says
it. Yeah, of course, it has to be at least. Okay, what other... Well, a lot of the things they come from the Kalir. So the Kalir composed them 1,000 years. The Kalir, the very latest. There's a dilemma. When did the Kalir live? But he certainly lived not before Rashi. Rashi quotes the Kalir. So how much before Rashi? So you want to say he lived a generation before Rashi? So we're dealing over here 900 years, 700 years, 800 years, not more than that. Okay, one last thing he points out with this idea of pios is, he brings in Makar, the Minhag Yisrael Torah brings this down. He quotes the Minhag Yisrael Torah is, the din of pios has a very strong Makar by Kohanim. Trumas Hadeshen, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim did not want to do Trumas Hadeshen. You have to wake up 4 in the morning. It's to get your clothing all dirty. You got to go up top of the Mizbech and take away the ash. So they said the Koyit as an incentive to Kohanim, because there was a shortage of Kohanim who wanted to do Trumas Hadeshen. It was considered to be something for low class Kohanim. They gave you the Seder Shnei Geziri Eitzim, and what else? They gave you other avodas. They let you also do the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. Anyone that did the Trumas Hadeshen would also do arrange the first putting of the two logs of wood on the fire, which is very chashev, as a pius. So you see, there is substance to this concept of if you'll do something that's not that you don't view as your honor, we'll give you something that's much more mechubedik. Also leads into Slichas is the very first part of davening. You know, all the korban, it ties in partially to davening as well, because davening is all the chelik of the korbanos, and the very first thing you do in the korbanos is Trumas Hadeshen. And during slichos, what's the first tefillah? The first tefillah is Trumas Hadeshen, slichos before shachris. So it's like the Trumas Hadeshen that precedes the tamid shel shachar. So just like we gave the kohen who did the Trumas Hadeshen the right to bring the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim and do other things, the one that's going to Slichus, he starts off the Avoida for the day, he gets to do the rest of the Avoida for the day, he gets the Daven Shachris as well.
Slichus is
maybe that's what he wants to say. He wants to say. Okay.